The Gemara from Alpha Beis on the bottom brings down the unique minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim that they would walk around all day with their lulav in their hands. You go to shul, you daven, always had their lulav in their hands. And the question is, why was this a minhag which was unique to Anshei Yerushalayim dafka? Why were Anshei Yerushalayim makbid in the midst of lulav more than others? We find a similar thing earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Lamavavim Beis. The Mishnah says that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to wrap their lulav with gimanya shel zahav. They'd have a special tie of gold to wrap their lulav. It sounds like there's a certain hiddur mitzvah that Anshei Yerushalayim had more than other places. And the question is, what's unique about Yerushalayim? Why did they have a special chavivas for the mitzvah of lulav more than other mekaymus? And I think lefi the shita sarambam, you could be mevar this very simply. The Rambam holds, and when the Mishnah says that mitchila, the din of lulav was b'mikdash kol shiva, and b'gvulin, it was only yamachad, this that it was shiva. B'mikdash, mikdash doesn't just mean the mikdash, but it means Yerushalayim as well. And Yerushalayim is the only place in the world where the mitzvah of lulav was for all 7 days, and therefore there was a special chavivis or mitzvah lulav in Yerushalayim more than other places. This is the only place where it was mamish daraisa for all 7 days. And therefore, they had that special chavivas. They wanted to carry it around all day and wrap it b'gimanya shel zahav to show the chavivas for this unique mitzvah that was miyuchat to Yerushalayim more than anywhere else. That could be the minig why it's miyuchat to Anshei Yerushalayim. But the etzem minig of Anshei Yerushalayim, the Gemara brings down over here, needs beer. They walked around all day with the lulav. What's the milo that? What the bikim is that? Once you pick up the lulav, you do your netila, your nanuim, you're finished. You're here to the mitzvah. What are you doing more by holding your lulav? Are you just holding something? Is it just showing chavivas because you're holding a chafzah shel mitzvah without any kiyam? It's a little bit hard to hear that they were just holding it for no reason and there was no kiyam mitzvah happening. And I think you see from Taisus earlier in Daf Lamites, Taisus has it sad to say that it's considered over la siyasan if you make the bracha after you picked it up, before you even though it's in your hand already, because he says there is some type of kiyam mitzvah like you find by Anshei Yerushalayim. So it seems from Taisus that he's understanding that this was not just a chavivas va'alma, but there was actually some type of mitzvah going on when they held it. And the question is, how could you have a kiyam mitzvah once you finish your yaitzeh already? What are you gaining by walking around holding the lulav once you're ready to mekayim the mitzvah? And I think you could be mazmeh this with a yesod from the Netziv and the Hamak Shela, Shulton and Gimel. The Netziv has a famous yesod, which he says, legabe many, many different mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Shofar and Matzah, that there's a musig that even though the Torah gives a shir and says, this is all you need to do to be mekayim the mitzvah, but if you go beyond the shir and you elongate the mitzvah, that all becomes a chelik in the mitzvah. And you have a right to be magdil a mitzvah. You can elongate a mitzvah, you can make it longer, you eat more matzah, you learn more Torah, you blow more kailas, even though you don't have to do it, but that all becomes a chelik of the mitzvah, and you get a kiyam mitzvah for whatever you add on to the mitzvah. And he says, who would then buy lulav? If you take the lulav, even though you only need to take it for a second, mean the agbe nafikbe, but if you hold it for longer, every second that you hold it, you get a kiyam mitzvah lulav. It's not a chiyav, but when you do it, you get a kiyam mitzvah, and that could be the beer in Anshei Yerushalayim that they didn't want to put down the lulav. They had this chavivas, and they kept on holding it for as long as possible because every second that they held it is nach a kiyam mitzvah lulav, the fidus yisayd of the Netziv. And I believe that this Netziv perhaps could be going with Shitasa, because we mentioned a couple of times already the Shaila and the Chenim have. What is the gather of Mitzvah Netilas Lulav? Is the Mitzvah to do a Maisa Lakicha, to pick it up? Or is Lakicha just mean to be in your hand? And the Nafkamina was, what happens if you hold the Lulav, you started holding it before Alaysa Shachar and it's still in your hand after Alaysa Shachar, are you Yaitzeh with that or not? If the Mitzvah is Lakicha, Lakicha was done early before the Zman, but if the Mitzvah is being in your hand, then it's in your hand after Alaysa Shachar and you'll be Yaitzeh with that. And Lechara, this Vart in the Netziv, that calls man that you hold the lulav, it's considered a Vait or a Kiyam Mitzvah, being Mekayim the Mitzvah more and more, is only Shaykh if you say that the Mitzvah of Lekachtam is that the lulav should be in your hand. Then the more you hold it, that you can make the Mitzvah longer. But if the Mitzvah is to do a Maisa Lekicha, to pick it up, then how could you tell me that holding in your hand is elongating the Mitzvah? That's a different Maisa, that's something else. The Mitzvah is picking it up, and now being in your hand has nothing to do with the Mitzvah, so you can hold it in your hand all day, but you're not adding to the Mitzvah, you're doing something else. So from the Netziv holds, you can make the mitzvah longer. Lachar, you see from the Netziv that he understood that the mitzvah is, lakicha means being in your hand, not taking it. And I think that's why he's going lishitasa, because in Shuvas Meshiv Davar, the Netziv Taka says that he argues in himself salanter, and he holds it if you pick up the lulav before Elisa Shachar, and it's in your hand after Elisa Shachar, that you would be mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is being in your hand and not doing a lakicha. And therefore, lishitasa, you could learn the mitzvah lulav is something you could make longer, and every second that you hold it, be mekayim the mitzvah, and that could be the beer and the special minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim.